Let's call this little chat the other, meaning other people. Now for this chat, the suggestion is that you take what is suggested. Don't check out whether you think it's true or not. You just take what's suggested as though it's true, as a hypothesis, just so that you can see it a certain way. And if it doesn't connect for you, you can let it go. But in order for you to try and connect with what's being shared, you'll need to accept what's being suggested. Now, what's being suggested is we are all one. Now, I know that's vast. It's too big, isn't it? How can we all be one when you're sitting over there and I'm sitting over here? And we'll take that as a hypothesis. And to make it a little bit more easier, let's say we're all one family. Even then, that isn't easy, is it? Because we have Chinese and Japanese and so on, and Americans and English. And so how can we be all one family? But again, let's take it as a hypothesis. Actually, some scientists are saying we are all one family. We all came from one woman in Africa, although the latest is it wasn't actually Africa, that the Aborigines in Australia are even older. Doesn't matter. One family, one energy. But we don't see it that way, do we? When we meet somebody, they're very separate. We are us and they are they. And usually, if you look very carefully, you'll find there is a judgment there, you know. There is. With everybody. Now, even the word judgment we have to take a look at. Judge ye not, lest ye be judged. Which means even if you say they're a wonderful person, that's a judgment, you know. Because you're saying they're not the opposite of whatever you're saying. But usually we're looking for the flaws in people, the things that are not in harmony. Where that comes from is, and again, you'll just have to take this as a hypothesis. We never see another person. We don't see them. Now, of course, visually, we see an image out there. But again, scientists will tell you that image is a projection. But that's very hard to connect with, a projection. But it is a projection in a way, you see, because everything we see about the other person, in order to comprehend what we're seeing, we have to compare it. You see, you can't see white if you don't have black. You have to have its opposite. So every time you look at anybody, you are comparing them with either yourself or somebody else or what you think is perfect or how they should be. Christians judge Christians' way, Muslims Muslims' way, Jews Jews' way. We compare. That's the only way we can see somebody out there is comparison, unless you're in the zone. And then there's no comparison because there's no good and there's no bad. That's another state. So we're comparing this person out there, which means we are projecting this person. We're not actually seeing who they are. We're seeing our projection of them. And to complicate it more, you see, what we're seeing out there, even if we were to see directly from the zone, we're not seeing the person, we're seeing their behavior. We're seeing how they behave based on all their conditioning. So you see, we're not seeing them. But where does this comparison come from? It comes from us. We are projecting ourselves out there. And any judgment we have about anybody is a projection of a part of ourselves we are not accepting. If we accepted ourselves, if we were with ourselves just as we are, and even that's complicated, of course, because when we say ourself, who are we talking about? Are we talking about the ultimate purity, the connection to the source, or the behavior? usually the behavior, because the mind doesn't go beyond the behavior. So anything that we're not accepting in ourselves, we get upset or judgmental about the other person. Now, I'm going to try and make that a little bit more clear, just to see that a little more clearly, because I know it sounds a bit much. So everyone we're seeing is a projection, and I'm saying yes, everybody is a projection. Diverse just a little bit. The first thing you see is behavior, their body posture, their facial expression, their voice, their tone, the way they talk, which is usually, let's call it a cliche, which means this is the way they usually talk. This is their tone. This is their story. And then behind there is usually the person they're ashamed of, they're hiding. That's why they put the behavior on the top, because they don't want to let anybody see who they really are or who they think they really are, because that isn't who they are. And then behind there is their potential for who they could be. And behind there is who they are already, and so on and so on, to the source. And then we get to that place we started, the one. We're all one. And out of this source, this unformedness, each one of us is unique in every possible way. The Japanese, the Chinese, the English, the German, the Sweden person, they're all unique projections from the source. We'll come back to when we meet someone, we're judging them. We do judge. Whether you say that you like them or you don't like them, that's a judgment. So here you are seeing this person, but in actual fact you're not. You're projecting your idea of this onto the person. Now, if they have a subtle, annoying behavior, it's very easy to say that's who they are. So I want to make that a little bit more clearly. You're walking down the road, and there's a carer pushing a wheelchair with a young person in there who has no control over their body. Their hands are waving around. Their face is screwed up. And when they talk, you can't understand what they're saying because they don't know how to control to say what they want to say. Now, that's pretty obvious, isn't it? But you see, they are who they are. That is their behavior, doing the best they can under the circumstances that they were born with. But then so everyone else is handicapped. Everyone. Everyone has a handicap, unless they're in the zone. Very, very rare. So you and I have a handicap. We have a handicap we were born with. Let's say there are past lives. We were born with that. And then we were born with the handicap of whatever the handicaps were of our parents. We picked up those as well. And then we had the conditioning of the parents and the conditioning of the teachers and the preachers and the government and television and the media. So you see, we've got all these handicaps. And we're actually all doing the best we can with this burden. And as you're listening to this, you have no excuse to continue on like that. You can come out of that. And then we come to the thing we always come to. How do you get out of it? You become aware of yourself in each moment. Your body, your posture, your facial expression, your voice, your tone of voice, what you're saying, how you're saying it, what are you projecting, what's going on with you. You start to become aware of that. You become aware. And just the very awareness mirrors it, and it'll start to fade. It has to be every moment. Back to where we started. We don't see each other. We project our idea based on how we see ourselves. That's what we project on the other. So with our new level of awareness, let's take a look at each other a little more gently. Most of us, if we see a person that has a mental or physical handicap, we feel for them. But often we don't have that same feeling for somebody whose behavior is not so pleasant. So let's slow down a little bit. Get a bit more soft and gentle and tune in to this other person. As I was saying before, and I know it's a big stretch, in a way, this person is also us. And we are also them. And they are doing the best they know what to do under the circumstance. And so are you. In each moment. So the suggestion here is to slow down, disconnect from any story, your side or their side. Just disconnect, slow down, tune into the person and see them. Feel them. Move into the level of empathy with them. And you might find you start to see a different person, and you might start to feel a different person yourself. On another level, we're all in this lake, this pool of consciousness. And out of this pool arises our unique individuality. And at the source, we're all that. So the suggestion is, slow down, take a breath, expand a little, get softer, get more gentle. And now look at this person. And you might find there's a whole different connection.